He's 6-1-1 since the start of February. How proud are you of the way you finished the season?
Obviously it's might be a little bit satisfying, but at the same time, you know, I was here for the team result, and I felt like we deserved to be in playoffs. But honestly, it sucks that we didn't make it, because I thought that, you know, what we had going on in the locker room was special, and I thought we deserved it, and I thought the organization and the city deserved it as well. So from my standpoint, yes, like I can be satisfied, but you know, looking at it in the big picture of not making the playoffs, it sucks. Yeah.
Did you have a good chat with Craig? But I know you're not going to start talking contract right away, but you have a good sense that you guys are going to be able to.
I got caught up to it a little bit at the beginning of the season, and I had a long conversation with Barbs and my agent Dan Milstein, and I just told him I just want to stop pucks, and I just want to play hockey, and not basically bother me with that stuff. So it's up to him. I trust my agent. He's been really good with me and honest. I would love to be back. I said it since the get-go, and I appreciate what the organization gave me 4 years ago. Coming here as basically nobody, like a guy with a couple games in NHL, and you know, the Flames gave me the opportunity to become a regular NHL player, and if it's my last day or not, I don't know. But it's always going to be a special place for me, and my family love it here. I love it here. I love the guys. I love the organization, and I appreciate everything what happened to me here. But as I said, I don't know what's going to happen. Honestly, I would love to give you guys an honest answer, but I don't know. I trust my agent, and hopefully things are going to work out, and I'll be back in August.
Dan, it's such a big decision. What do you weigh, or what were the factors that come into determining your next stop?
Right now, I don't know. I'm going to go to World Championships for Team Czech, so I'm super proud of that. You know, I want to go play for my country, and I want my family to be able to visit, you know, my grandparents and stuff, because it's a long journey to come to Calgary. It'll be fun. But to answer your question, as I said, I would love to be back, but it's up to my agent. He's doing a really good job, and it's up to Connie and the management here.
Does that mean, though, that they're, like you keep saying, it's up to your agent? Does that mean there's conversations happening about?
We've been talking basically the whole year, and obviously, who my partner is here, Wolfie. I think he's gonna be a legend one day. we've been talking, and hopefully things are gonna work out.
Why did that partnership work so well between you and Dustin this season?
I was lucky enough to have a really good partners over the years. I got to watch Tuukka Rask and Jaro Halak in Boston, then I had Markey here, and I kind of felt like with Wolfie, I was put in a situation where I wasn't the young guy anymore. I was the older guy, so I was trying to help him out as well. But at the same time, he's a really good goalie. So he did a lot of things by himself, and he did those things really well. So it's been a great year, and we have a really good chemistry together for sure. And as I said, like things that we have going on in the locker room, or we had this year was special. And I thought we just deserve more for sure.
Yeah. I think you touched on this a little bit, saying you get a chance to be closer to family and all that stuff for Worlds, but usually pending at UFA is like a no to Worlds, like I don't want to risk it. So why is it worth it for you?
Well, the biggest risk is injury, right? And I have a cottage hour and a half away from Prague, and I told my wife, we can go up to cottage, and she'll be like, I'm cold. I'll be like, okay. There's a campfire. I'm gonna cut some wood, and what can happen? I can cut my fingers off, right? So you can get injured everywhere. So, injury is not a. It's not a. It's not a. It was a yes for me since we didn't make it. Obviously, I'll be going back again. That I thought we deserve more, and I wish we would still be playing because I think we deserve it. The organization, the city deserve it as well. But yeah, so the 4 years I've been here, you know, like I had first year we made it to second round. Then year after I was hurt. Then last year I had a surgery. So this is this was probably like my first opportunity to go, and you know. Like a kid growing up, I never thought I would be in NHL, but I would always watch World Championships, so it would be like a dream come true for me. And yeah, I'm super proud that I can go.
If your next contract is big enough, would you switch to the pre-chopped wood?
No. It's not. I'm from Czech. No. It's not happening. I don't think we have companies that they chop wood for you.
Dan, you mentioned coming off the surgery, and I remember talking to you in training camp, and you're like, I feel great. But was there a time or a game or a moment in a game where you felt, okay, I'm back to where I should have been a couple years ago?
Yeah, like, but at the same time, it's a learning experience, you know, like as a player, and you know, you don't want to take yourself out for 6 months because how long the recovery was. So looking back at it, I wish I did it earlier, but at the same time, it's a learning experience. So you know, I just did it at a time where I was like I could not do it anymore. So yeah, my advice for young guys, if somebody's gonna hear me, it's like, yeah, if something's bothering you, do it earlier. But you know, I felt unbelievable, and as I said, it's the group right here was just awesome this year. So I had a lot of fun, and you know, I just felt like it's myself again. You know, I felt like a 16-year-old, not a 27-year-old. You know, brand new hip, brand new wheels. So it was good. Yeah.
Did that feel like right from game one, or did you have to relearn your body and some?
Well, it's still right. Like when they shave off your joint or bone, it's a big thing. So I just felt like I have so much room in my hip, I can go down and be a pain free. But obviously, it took some time to, you know, get the strength back up. And but at the same time, you know, the trainers did an awesome job with me, preparing and you know, setting up a routine for me before every practice, before every games. You know, for me to be as much ready as possible. So, yeah, that helped a lot. And obviously, playing pain-free, it's just the best thing that can happen to you as a player.
You talked about Dustin. You had a pretty lofty praise for him. Do you see enough potential playing time for you in this organization if you stay?
For me, yeah. Like you know, I've been here for 4 years, and as I said, like the organization made me an NHL player. So I think I can bring up more of a good hockey, and you know, I think that this city deserves, or this organization deserves, you know, a winning team. And I think that we have such a good leaders here that the guys really care about each other and care about the city, and just the way we played this year. You know, I think we showed everybody that we might not be the strongest team on the paper, but nobody wanted to play against us because, you know, guys were battling and leaving all out there. And, you know, you see guys like, I don't know, like weeks, like we signed for a long term, and, you know, he goes head first for pucks. So, and he wants to block everything. So, you know, they just sets up a statement of that he really cares. And he really wants this team to be successful. So I think that this team is going in a really good direction, and yeah, I would love to be part of it.
And what does it say about Rasmus that he played so long with a broken bone in his foot there?
Yeah. Well, if you would have saw him off the ice, the only good thing that happened was that he was not playing sore before the games, because he's just, you don't want to play sore against him. Like it's never his fault and stuff. He's the biggest bully. He's the biggest bully. But no, for him, that's not a thing. Like, you know, you see our leaders, he'd be back checking. Like, you know, all those guys, they're signing here for lots of money and long term, and those guys are doing the right things. They're playing the winning hockey. So, you know, I think Raz kind of joined them in a sense of, like, you know, you see a guy playing with a broken foot, you know, swollen, you see him back-checking, blocking shot with a swollen ankle, that sets up a statement as well, you know. So great for him, and really good friend of mine and of the team. And, yeah, no, great for him, for sure.